Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson on a Christmas Eve. Hope everybody's doing well out there.
This is your song. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It is?
Yeah.
There it is. Da, 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 That's da, da. The way they start it, though. Let's listen.
The build?
It's going to be played tomorrow at about 4:30.
You hope.
Oh, sometimes.
You got to play this when you, like, you ever think about walk-up songs for real-life situations?
Yes, I do all the time.
For example,
yeah,
Christmas morning, when you're a kid, you wake up and, well, if you have steps, you run downstairs. Maybe you just run outside your door, and there's the tree, and there are the presents. What song are you running out to? It's the best morning of the... Yeah, well, maybe not when you're 8, but... Yeah, a little Mariah Carey.
Well, here's what here's I know exactly what you're talking about, and this is so random. Yes, I have thought about walk-up songs in real life. And you ever hear the song? It's part of a commercial now. It's a song by ELO called "Showdown." Gonna be a showdown. It's like a beer commercial now. So I always envision, I'm on the first tee, all right? I got some action on the round, and I strike my drive on one right down the middle, and I pick up my bag, and I start walking to my ball, and they play "Showdown." I'm not asking you to do it.
Well, he's not going to be able to find it. It's one of them.
He's working on it.
Kind of I'm trying.
Okay. That's a strange song. I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah, and then the second one would be, I can't remember. Oh, if let's say you're driving in the rain and you're in a panic, but you're speeding because you got to get somewhere in a hurry and you're troubled. If you play Johnny B. Good in the background, it really gives a moment like that texture. Really does.
Well, you always know what walk-up song the boss is thinking of. Have you ever heard him? You know, so we have music stations here, and they'll play music sometimes between Sarah and Vinny in the mornings. And occasionally you can just hear the boss singing along to the songs.
Like you today.
Well, that's because I love The Grinch. And I love all the songs in The Grinch, but specifically, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch."
I mean, it is the great.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, so imagine this. Start it over.
Oh, this is yours.
Start it over. Picture this, Evan.
All right, play
on the number one tee, Matt Steinmetz. Thank you very much. Stripe it. 219. I hit a 219 right down to the middle. Imagine me, I pick up my bag, and I'm walking down the fairway to my ball. So I'm walking now. Each step is with the cadence of the music. I'm walking to my ball. I'm 50 yards in. And I'm just walking right now to my ball. Seriously. I got a little money on it. And I'm sitting with a 135-yard wedge shot. And I'm almost approaching the ball. Halfway there. All right. Put my bag down. I take a 9 here, an 8. My adrenaline's going. What about a pitching wedge? You know what? I'm feeling good. Is there no lyrics? Where are the damn lyrics?
This is an instrumental, Steiny.
All right.
I do like that song. Wait, that's from what commercial that you saw?
It's like a beer commercial now, I think. Bud Light or Bud.
So how'd you? So I know how I figure out songs when I hear them because I use Shazam. But you don't use Shazam. So how do you figure out a song when you?
It's right in the memory bank.
No. But you don't know the name of the song or the artist.
Showdown, ELO.
I know, but when you hear it for the first time and you're, I like that tune. You know, you have no frame of reference outside of whatever weird genre you think it is.
Yeah, no, you got to get used to it and start figuring out what the song's all about, and then it'll.
So, what is the song about, Steiny?
It's going to be a showdown between me and the guy I'm playing for $100.
You play for money out there?
No, well, it's no, not that much,
dude. I played
$5, $10, $10, $20.
I did play pool for the first time in a while for money on Sunday. There's a little adrenaline rush. I kind of like it. I think I got a problem. Great.
Do you guys play for money?
We're playing
just
for
to
beers.
Keep the table.
Well, you always want to keep the table. I mean, that's a given. But there's a couple cats who walked up, and we're actually at Rec Room, one of the bars that Todd's affiliated with.
Sure.
And you know, running the tables. One does, and these two big people sort of saunter in, and guy just puts money on the table.
What do they do?
One guy was really.
What do they do?
Saunter.
That's what they do.
You were doing this to me yesterday at the bar or the cafeteria, and it was really pissing me off. So just let me get through the story. Yep. So they saunter into the bar. And a guy who's clearly out of fear just drops money on the pool table. And I'm like, dude, buddy, I'm not playing you for that much money. You know, I don't want to take your money. So he says, okay, fine, well, let's just play for drinks. I was drinking for free the whole night.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
And now I kind of like that feeling.
That is a good feeling. There's nothing better than winning.
What?
Let's go to I got to tell you what I heard that Larry Ellison was going to do if he'd ever gotten the Warriors. Tom in Sonoma, though. I'll keep you on pins and needles. What's up, Tom? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Evan. Happy holidays to you
and
everybody at 95.7, man.
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate it.
So I hear a lot of people calling up and protecting Draymond Green. It's hard for me because I've been done for 2.5 years with this guy, you know. He is a mess right now. He doesn't care about anything. You know, he doesn't have humility at all. I don't know where that ever come from. I've never heard this guy be humble. I'm sorry. An enforcer? He's not an enforcer anymore. The only thing he's enforcing on the team is yelling at his play teammates, yelling at the coach, and yelling at the ref. That is not an enforcer. That is a guy that's out of control. Draymond Green is two steps slower. He can't score, and he's a turnover machine. He has the worst turnover ratio this year than anybody else on this team. Finally, Kerr sees the problem with him. He is not a team. He quit on the team, man. Father Time has caught up to this man, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. And that is his biggest problem. I got one more thing. Last two games he's played, we've won, and he hasn't been around, man. We need to play the younger players more. We need more players playing to get these guys, the older guys, rest and have athletic players out there. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Appreciate it. I mean, that's
thanks, Tom.
One thing that you could just say is logical. Why would you reduce Draymond's minutes? Well, because it'll give us a better shot at getting better Draymond in the stretches where we do play him. And then if we need him at the end of the year for the playoffs, he might be in a better spot physically, which he's going to have to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, we talk about Larry Ellison, owner of the Island of Lanai. Joe Lacob schnookered him. Beat him in a business deal.
Thank God, by the way.
What's that?
Thank God. Everything I've heard, well.
He would have.
Everything I've heard about Larry Ellison, he'd not sure he'd be as hands-on. And
He would be the opposite. Like, you would not hear from Ellison.
Yeah, and that's ever. Why I like Joe Lacob.
Like, he would name his Joe Lacob, and then he'd be no factor. He would just write the checks. Anyway, what I heard was that if he had gotten the Warriors, he was going to build a new arena. I don't know where it was going to be, but he had an idea where he felt like most of the revenue comes from the TV deals.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his ideas was he was going to build an arena that held like 12,000, and it was going to be like super intimate. Seriously, I'm just telling you what I heard, and it was going to be very intimate, and he was going to give up part of the gate, which he would, you know, because it wasn't going to be an 18,000-20,000 seat arena. He's going to go about it that way. Isn't that interesting? Like the old Portland Memorial Arena.
Like the Cow Palace.
Basically, yeah. I think Phoenix used to play in an arena with about 12.5, and I think Portland before the Rose Garden, they were playing in like 12.5, something like that.
Well, I like it the way it is because every single arena is pretty much the same attendance. I think there's a few spots that have a bit more, but you shouldn't have more or less than other places. I mean, I guess it builds a little more character. I know some NFL stadiums are larger than others, but every single night, I know 18,000, because it's a sellout for the Warriors, are going to be in attendance.
I mean, it only...
Now, what matters...
It only works for baseball.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is pretty much every football and basketball arena are the same. Baseball is the one where it can be different and, like, really have character and charm. Like, you got to search long and hard for any character at a football stadium or a pro arena.
You ever been to SoFi?
No.
SoFi's pretty nice. I mean, there are definitely stadiums that appear to be the same as others that don't have, you know, as much character as some of the old spots. But some of these new stadiums they're building, man, these multi-billion dollar behemoths, they're pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, the quirkiness. Like, for example, the Pacers, when they built Conseco Fieldhouse, that was the closest thing to an original arena that I'd seen in decades, because they had all these, like, old odes to, you know, the history of Indiana basketball. Like, you came into the lobby, it was really cool. You came into the lobby and it was like a train station. And you ever see a train, the train board with all the things that flip the numbers and the times? That's what they had, like, for all the scores around the league. There was also a place where you could actually look into the arena from outside, where you could kind of be on the street and look down, and it was really cool. Conseco Fieldhouse was really cool. The scoreboard, too, was not, like, digital. It was like the old red light bulbs, you know what I mean, that used to be in scoreboards.
My theory behind that is if you have an arena with a roof, it's kind of hard to, I think, fully grasp the character, because a lot of baseball stadiums, football stadiums, the ones with, I think, like, represent their cities or their areas are ones that are kind of dependent on the weather. You know, like, you go to Lambeau, there's a lot of character at Lambeau, and especially when the weather turns from November to December, because it starts to get cold. And I'm imagining it's the same at Soldier Field in Chicago. I think that's why I love the fact that Buffalo is not building a dome in Buffalo.
I do too.
That is who they are. They're a tough, cold-weathered, snow-ridden city, and they deserve to be playing in that, at least for a couple months out of the year.
I mean, and if it's part of their home field advantage.
Yeah, and
just like
San Francisco or Santa Clara. It feels very much like Santa Clara.
Yeah, or just like a baseball team that kind of builds a team around a park's dimensions.
Do you guys want to guess real quick the lowest capacity for an NBA stadium?
Yes, I do.
I used to know this.
Hold on. I always like to do this.
You cannot look it up.
No, I'm looking up.
You're about to type something. This to Goo all the time. You accuse him of cheating.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm getting the standings up so I can see all 30 teams.
No. There might be something that indicates.
Shut up, Evan. Okay, this way I can go through the teams. All right. Shut up, Evan. Yeah. Knicks.
I never noticed at the end of that drop, by the way. Can you play it one more time?
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Guru affirms it.
I think I know.
Guru says, yeah.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, say it.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah, Goo at the end. He gets on me, too.
I think I have my guess.
Okay.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Damn it.
Smoothie King holds about 14, probably.
16,867. Okay. Now, what's the highest?
The highest is...
MSG?
No.
MSG is number 5.
I was waiting for the buzzer. The biggest one.
Hold on. Settle. Chicago. Thank you.
20,917.
They used to have a bigger arena, the old Chicago Stadium. Supposed to be the loudest arena in sports.
Yeah, not lately.
Oh, they're struggling. Let's see.
They actually won 4 in a row.
Who else has a big arena?
Is this from experience?
I mean, they're all about the same.
But New Orleans
is small.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't know it, though, because nobody's there. 4,000 people a game.
As you know, I'm very familiar with New Orleans. I mean, from the outside, it looks like a small arena. And then you get inside, and it's...
Now, where is Smoothie King?
It's right next to the Superdome.
Well, yeah, it's going to look small next to the Superdome. That place is a monstrosity.
but it is small for an NBA arena.
All right.
I'd like to know what the
where does Chase Center rank, if you don't mind me asking?
That's
Chase
Center right is, about the middle.
Yeah, kind of in the middle of the pack. It's got 18,064, so that's
kind of
right in the middle.
Who? What are the top five?
Top five. Number one is United Center. Number two, Capital One Arena in Washington D.C. Number three, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit.
Yep.
Number four, Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philly, and number five is MSG in New York.
Yeah, that's right. Was it the second one? That's a big arena.
Washington? Capital One in D.C.
No, the third one then.
Little Caesars in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's always had a really big arena. And then when they had to go to the Palace, they could go to the Palace. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, NHD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm more interested in who's got the biggest college arena. It's got to be North Carolina.
Oh, for basketball?
Yeah.
UNC.
Gotta be Carolina.
That place is pretty big.
It's got, I think that, it might hold more than Chicago Stadium. Bulls place. I thought play in the Dean Dome, essentially.
My guess would be Allen Fieldhouse.
Dean Smith Center at UNC?
Yeah. No chance.
That place is pretty big.
No.
I thought they hold like 18,000.
It's the Dean Smith Center.
Literally just said it's not.
It's not. Dean Smith Center is number four.
Okay. Where's Kansas?
Okay, number five is Thompson Bowling Arena in Tennessee. Number three.
Hold on. Is Kansas in the top three?
It's not.
Yeah. Those old barns, Evan, they tend to be a touch smaller.
It ain't a barn anymore.
Allen Fieldhouse?
Naismith doesn't coach there anymore.
No, but he built it, and it's still around.
Yeah, it's not made out of corn. They've been renovated multiple times.
I'll tell you one of the teams.
I know it ain't Cal.
I almost want to say it's going to be an SEC school or two. One of those teams has a big arena.
Auburn? Pasta.
Texas.
That's right. They're in the SEC now.
It doesn't count if Georgetown is using the MCI Center as their home.
It has to be an original.
Court.
That's correct. It's got to be an original arena.
Original arena.
Original arena.
What part of the country?
In the east.
Mm. Well, I was going to say,
wow.
St. John's.
No,
St. John's is up there. It's not number one. It is.
What?
It is number seven.
Where do they play?
They play at MSG.
MSG. It's number seven.
But that shouldn't count.
Well, it's their arena.
They used to play at Alumni Hall, which held about 5,000.
What about, don't they play in the dome? Was it Syracuse?
Oh, that's the one.
Evan Giddings.
They probably still, what's Carry Dome, 30,000 for basketball?
34,616.
Man.
Carry Dome's incredible. You ever been to Carry Dome?
No, I've never been to Syracuse.
I've never been inside it, but from the outside, it's pretty cool.
Driven all through.
And it's the biggest by 10,000 seats.
I believe that. I believe that.
I mean, they also play football games there, right?
And they have the biggest draw on the East Coast, the Dome Ranger.
Ain't a lot else to do there. I've never been to Syracuse. I've only been to Albany, but not a whole lot going on in the winter.
You like the Dome Ranger?
The Dome Ranger.
Yeah, it's Syracuse's mascot that runs around the inside of the Carry Dome with a flag at like full speed. It's their the Dome Ranger, they call him.
Also, number two on that list is Rupp Arena in Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
Adolph.
That's like 23-ish, I think.
Yeah, that place is
on the dot.
That's a bucket list spot. I don't know about the Carrier Dome. That's too big.
Although,
almost too big to watch a college basketball game.
I would agree, but the Carrier Dome now has got history. I mean, it's been around for a while. But when I talk to pro scouts and ask them what's the best atmosphere for college basketball, Kansas is the one that usually comes up right near the top. Duke. Like, what's Cameron hold, like eight?
I was going to say seven or eight. It's not very big. That place I've actually been to.
That place looks so cool.
It is great.
Like, that would be a bucket list basketball event for me, a Duke basketball game.
The thing is, I don't know you wouldn't want to sit with the student section right on the floor, right?
Probably not.
The media area is kind of in the rafters. It's up above. Like at SAP Center for a Sharks game, you sit in that fourth floor.
Yeah.
It's similar to that, just in a smaller venue.
Then I'd rather be on the bleachers. I love arenas.
But you're not very far away.
I know, but I love arenas that have bleachers then another level with seats. I don't know why. I just, like, you know, the quintessential example of that would be Martz Hall in Pottsville.
Oh, I thought you were going to say UCU Pavilion in Moraga.
Holds about 38. Yeah, that's like exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking at, though.
Those are the arenas that I prefer. The small 3,000, 4,000 seat. And it just gets loud.
I know. St. Mary's atmosphere is really good.
And number three on that list, by the way, we didn't talk about it.
Cal?
Louisville.
Cal.
KFC Yumi Center in Louisville.
Wow.
Or KFC Yum Center in Louisville.
I want to say it got, well, I think it got renovated. They made it bigger, one of the Patino runs.
In Louisville?
Yeah, it was right before all the issues.
888-957-9570. It's best arenas ever that you've ever been to. Football, basketball, baseball.
Honestly, the San Francisco Giants got one of them. I'm being dead honest.
Yes, it is.
It's one of them.
San Diego's incredible. The Padres.
Petco's really nice. The old T-Mobile now. It's T-Mobile now. It used to be called Safeco. That's one of the stadiums. It's similar to the Giants where the Mariners ballpark was built 2000-ish, and it still holds up. It's still really, really nice, even though they haven't renovated it. You know what stadium I was really disappointed in?
Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
The brand new one.
The new, well, and the second.
I thought the second one was incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
The place was a dump, dude.
I was at Original too. So Original was a dump.
Just a nicer dump, the second one.
So, Evan, when you were at Yankee Stadium, not the new one, the middle one.
Yeah, Kevin Millar had 8 RBIs that day.
When you would walk, you don't remember at Yankee Stadium being in the, what's it called, the bowels or the tunnel, and then you walk out into the field, and the white at the top of Yankee Stadium, it is, when you come out and emerge onto Yankee Stadium, it is incredible. The one, you know, before the new one.
Yeah, I set up.
The colors were just so bright.
Yeah, you can also barely breathe. You're so high. I set up in the bleachers where Bonds hit that one off of Ted Lilly. You know, that curveball that landed in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, that home run. That's where I sat.
Okay, those are good seats. They overhang.
I was losing coloration in my face. You're so high.
That's why.
You're also staring straight down. Sorry.
That's why there tends to be a lot of. Or more upper deck homers at Yankee Stadium because for example, the original Tiger Stadium, the second level basically came out to exactly where so you'd see a guy go back on a fly ball and it looked like he had a bead on it and it would be an upper deck homer. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I'm also surprised you could see the outfielder from how high up you are in those bleachers. You got to use binoculars to watch baseball.
It was a different time, Evan. People were getting their eyes checked. People were healthy. They could see the field better.
Speaking of eyes, well, sorry.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
We got to go.
I'm getting ready to do a read.
I'll get you a new pair of glasses.
I haven't read this quote that I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
All right, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also sponsored by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.